It's about to kick off. This party looks wet. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this.
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me today on the show is Big Shot Bob.
What's up?
He's keeping up with the Masters update. And then we got Bullet Club Scott Ely.
What's up, guys?
It's that time almost.
Oh, man.
I can't wait. We got a great show today. We're going to talk about some Masters. Yes, we talk about golf. And some NHL. We talk about National Hockey League on this because we're getting ready to get in the playoffs for hockey. I know Scott's over here grinning ear to ear.
I shouldn't be happy, but I am.
Why are you happy?
Because the Rangers are sucking.
Hey, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they should be the 2 seed. They shouldn't be sliding. But it is what it is.
Are the Capitals going to do something this year?
I hope not. I hope they don't. I hope they choke in the first round.
They always seem to choke in the first round, man.
Well, before we get into NHL, let's talk a little bit about football. We got a couple of football things to talk about. Then we'll move into Masters and hockey. RG3 signs with the Browns. What can he bring to them, and what do they do with the number 2 pick?
What does he bring to the Browns?
And if you were drafted by the Browns, will you demand a trade?
What does RG3 bring to the Browns? Another name to add to the headstone of, you know, fallen quarterbacks that played there. Yeah, and if I was in an NFL draft and the Cleveland Browns drafted me,
you demand a trade?
I wouldn't accept. I wouldn't sign.
I'd pull a Eli Manning. I'm not playing there, period.
I would make that point, though, you know, months before
the
draft. I'd be like, huh, I can't wait to play for anything.
Are you a representative from Cleveland?
You're not. I'm not talking
You're not,
to you.
I'm, uh-uh. Bye. Bye, Felicia.
I don't want to play for your team or your crappy fans.
Be mad all you want to. I'm not going to Cleveland. No, sir. Demand a trade of either. I don't know what Robert Griffin can play. I know Hugh Jackson is a heck of a quarterback coach. Maybe he can revitalize that confidence that RG3 used to walk around with.
What kind of offense are you going to run? That's a big question. What kind of offense are you going to run for RG3?
I mean, he was best in the spread, but I don't know if he has that explosion to get away from players anymore. Get away from defenders.
And I know I've said this for as many years as I can remember saying, the best way to be an effective quarterback is to be an in-pocket quarterback, but yet RG3 is not an in-pocket quarterback. It just depends how Hugh's going to run that offense. He's going to have to run. He's a little lame. His knees aren't like what they were in college. He can't throw from the pocket, but there's nobody to throw to Cleveland.
That's true. Do they do it like they did in Cincinnati? I mean, does he do the same offense that he had?
Oh, no.
Obviously not, because they don't have the weapons that Cincinnati does, and they don't have, obviously, the quarterback that Cincinnati does.
They do have a really good tight end, though. Their tight end is...
Barnage
is really good.
He overachieved definitely last year.
I mean, look,
I don't know really good, but he overachieved.
No, look who was throwing to him, and he was making plays.
No, he overachieved. I don't know if he's on that. He's definitely on that Gronk and everybody else level. He's in the middle of the pack as far as the tight end, but I ain't putting him above Jason Witten and all them. He ain't on that level.
They're going to have to run a very simplistic offense for Robert Griffin. It can't be a lot of reads in the pattern form because he won't find the open receiver.
And they're going to need a running back. And who's their running back this year?
It's going to be tough, man.
Terrence West, right? No.
Isaiah
Cromwell
and Duke Johnson.
I
think they still take a quarterback, though. They have no choice.
Well, I mean, I would take – I guess it's what depends what's – a better option at that pick because they need so much help. They need receivers. They need defense. They need everything.
Well, and they released Dante Whitner, so you need a safety now. You got holes all over the place. You let go of Carlos Dansby at linebacker. You got holes everywhere.
The Browns are going to go 0-16. They will join the Detroit Lions.
I think that the Browns need to get off that kick of drafting a quarterback in the first round and actually draft the best position player. Right?
Jalen Ramsey.
Hey, there you go. Pair him up on the other side.
With Joe Hayden.
There's not – I wouldn't give receiver the number two pick. I think that's way too high.
Josh Gordon should be coming back.
Josh Gordon is supposed to be coming back. You let go of money Dwayne Bowe. I mean, you know,
Travis Benjamin bolted for San Diego, which was smart for him.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great season and bolted, which you don't blame him. But you know, money Dwayne Bowe, you know, that's an awesome name.
They do still have Gabriel too. Gabriel was okay in some games for them. So,
The thing RG3 can bring to Cleveland is more people. You need to have him bring more talent to Washington, to Cleveland. Because that's all you need, some talent, and RG3 is not going to help. Courtney Upshaw signs with the Falcons. I don't know what he adds. Does he add anything?
He bolsters a very pitiful defense. I think Atlanta has made some really good moves. I don't know about Matt Ryan, but we'll see.
Rashad Johnson signs with the Titans. Not to me, not a huge deal, but you know, we'll see.
Easy, that was for you, buddy. We miss you around here, man.
Definitely. I was getting ready to say that. Shout out to Easy. Vernon Davis signed with the Redskins. Woohoo.
Why did they go sign another tight end?
Because the other one can't stay healthy.
Sure. And so you sign another one that can't stay healthy?
Yeah.
So hopefully
– catch?
Hopefully with their powers combined make one tight end.
With your powers combined, you are Captain – drop balls.
And last time I checked, Vernon Davis couldn't block. He wasn't a good blocking tight end, so it doesn't matter. You know, and the other tight end is not a great blocker either, so I don't.
And they need some blocking from Matt Jones, because Alfred Moore is left town for the Cowboys, which I don't blame him. Go run from behind the best offensive line in the game.
Yep. The Packers signed Jared Cook. Hey,
that's definitely an upgrade.
That's definitely an upgrade.
They don't use the tight end in that system anymore.
Because they had no tight end to use. Aaron Rodgers.
Since JaMychal Finley got hurt, they really didn't.
I mean, Richard Rodgers is okay.
I mean, it don't matter. As long as you get open, Aaron Rodgers is going to throw it to you.
Put the ball on you.
True. Saints signed Nick Farley.
Saints need all the defensive help they can get.
Latest mock draft, Tunsil number one, Wentz two, Ramsey three.
So I've seen a lot of polls where the Cowboys are taking Ezekiel Elliott or they taking Joey Bosa. Who do you want? You sitting there, Ramsey is off the board. You can't have Ramsey.
I want Ramsey, but if he's off the board, I have to go Bosa. And the reason is you just signed Alfred Morris. You got McFadden. I know they're not great, but – as a tandem, they could get you to win games. And you got a lot of holes other places. Most importantly, defense end. Defense end, we don't have anybody that's got any pressure. Gregory's not worked out so far. DeMarcus Lawrence has been okay, but he has not been as good as we thought he would be yet. Mm-hmm. So we need a presence on that defensive line. And I would go with Bosa. I mean, just the attitude. We need that dirty attitude player. And I'm not talking about Greg Hardy's attitude. That's a different type of player. We need that guy on that defense line. We don't, you know, what made us great in the 90s, we had that dirty defense line players, Russell Maryland, Charles Haley, Leon Lett. We had some dirty defensive line players that would get after the quarterback and make plays. Joey Bosa fits that fold, so I would bring him in. I think he's the best option.
Romo plays 16 games?
No.
You go second round. We get a quarterback in the second or third round.
Who, Connor
Cook? Connor Cook, somebody. Don't stretch for a quarterback in the fourth
round. I don't know if you even sign or draft a quarterback. I mean, who's a backup now? in Dallas?
We don't really. It's the one we have now, Kelvin Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Thank you. He's our backup now. I think you wait until later in the draft to draft.
Or I think you bring in a veteran, because I think Kellen Moore would be okay.
Well, there's no veterans to bring in. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that's right. You can have Sam Bradford. I will trade. I will call the Eagles right now. I'll call Jeffrey Lurie. I will trade Sam Bradford for Kellen Moore, even swap trade.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want Bradford in Philly.
I know you don't. I definitely don't want him.
But I think maybe Kellen Moore, maybe with another whole year under that system, might be good enough to keep you in games if Tony Romo goes out. That's a huge if Tony Romo gets injured again.
And Tony Romo hasn't played 16 games in a while. So he's probably going to miss like a couple of games.
Well, I mean, that's the reason I think you draft a quarterback late in the draft or – the next round. You can't do it too early, though. You can't stretch for – when you have holes on the team, you need to fill the holes. And does the quarterback fill those other holes? No. You need to draft somebody later.
And I want to see Jason Garrett do something with the offense, because it can't be dependent on Tony Romo to stay healthy for you to have to win games. I know having a quarterback is important, but – your whole offense is based around Tony Romo, and he goes out, and you're supposed to be an offensive guru, genius, and you can't win without him, even though you still had the best offensive line. You're running the ball. Dez Bryant was still there. Jason Witten is still there, and Terrence Williams just disappears.
Well, I need the evolution of Jason Garrett to happen this season. Tony goes out of the game, you need to be able to call plays.
He's not a good head coach.
He's not done good as a head coach. And, you know, that's the reason we lost. Yeah,
any other team, he's fired.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Garrett. But he's lucky. He played for the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones loves him.
Loves him.
I don't know why.
Washing Garrett's balls.
Yeah. 49ers to keep Colin Kaepernick. Supposedly because Kaepernick doesn't want to take a pay cut.
He should take a pay cut. That would be idiotic.
Okay, I would take a pay cut, a massive pay cut, to be on a contending team, a Super Bowl contending team. You're not going to be contending in San Francisco. I'm sorry. I don't know what
you gonna give
fantasies
up,
you have.
You're going to give up $9 to $10 million to go to a contending team where you might not even be the starter because Sanchez is there? You don't know what Kubiak and them are thinking? And the NFL, you got to take this money. I'm sorry. You were going to give Brock Osweiler, who only started 7 games, $14 million, but you want me to take a $5 to $10 million pay cut?
But the thing is,
taking a team to a Super Bowl?
Colin Kaepernick should beat out Mark Sanchez. There's no ifs, ands, or buts that he should beat out the Sanchez for a starting role.
Did you say Sanchez?
The Sanchez. That's what he was. That's what he was in New York, the Sanchez. Awesome.
Sanchez. He said he'll take the first year pay cut. The second year, he doesn't want to take a pay cut. So that's the holdup right now.
Again, NFL players getting grossly overpaid.
Yeah. Arian Foster visiting the Dolphins. You need to go somewhere. Why not Miami? If you can stay healthy. Panthers signed Brandon Boykin, of course. I don't know how big of a signing that is, to be honest with you.
For a Nickelback, that's about as big.
We got in dirt cheap. And that's what Dave Gettleman looks for, players that have something to prove that he can get dirt cheap.
All right, going into our golf.
Don't forget to be quiet on the green, smell the azaleas, and listen to BMAC on the 19th.
Well, we ain't listening to BMAC, but yeah.
Hello, friends.
I had to use the music.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance.
Who wins the Masters and why? Right now, you said who's leading?
Yeah,
Jordan Spieth, 3-under.
3-under?
Through 9 holes. I think he's on the 10th hole now. I got to go to defending champ, man. He's in a great groove.
I'd like to see Zach Johnson win. I like him. I think he's a great player. But you can never put, I guess, bet against Jordan Spieth. I mean, he was Mr. Major last year. I guess I'll say Jordan.
I mean, right. I'm going to go with Jason Day.
You think Day?
I'm going with Day. I'm going to go with Dave.
I would say Bubba if he actually, you know, would have played going into the Masters, but he had had back problems the last few weeks and was saving himself for the Masters. I would say Spieth, Johnson would be my two. I'd like to see win.
I like Rory McIlroy, too. You can't count Rory. We know how streaky he can get. He can go 9-10 straight holes birdieing. He's done it before.
Yeah, but then again, he's just like in baseball, a streak hitter. Yeah, he's on fire for a few months, and then he's just going to cool off. That's the thing I like about Spieth is he's consistent.
He's consistent.
He doesn't bomb the ball, but he consistently stays on the fairways, and he keeps his score down. McIlroy, you don't know what you're going to get. If you're going to get wild air and tee shots, kind of just like almost like Phil Mickelson as a player.
Somebody says Spieth cracked his driver today.
Oh, yeah. He cracked it in practice and had to change it out.
Oh, okay.
Before the tournament started.
Bubba Watson has won this tournament twice, so we know he has the stuff to win this tournament. And don't count past Lefty. Lefty always seems to pull one out of the wind when you least expect it.
That's true. I'm going Jason Day, though. I think Day is due, you know, for Masters. So we'll see. We'll see come Sunday. It doesn't matter. But the way Jordan's playing right now today.
We'll know who's on the back who's nine. On their game by Friday.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's change things up a little bit. Go to the coldest sport. Let's go to hockey.
But the toughest nonetheless.
Hockey. Lord. Blackhawks. Go Blackhawks.
First time since 1970 and only a second time ever there will be no Canadian team in the playoffs.
Wow.
The way they play, they played this year, they shouldn't. They don't. They're going to be back. There's going to be a few next year, regardless.
Okay. Sunday, April 10th is the last day of the regular season. Who's fighting for a playoff spot? who's fighting for the eighth seed right now?
Philly is fighting for the eighth seed. It's either going to go between Philly, Boston, and that's really about it. Boston's fighting for that eighth seed. Detroit's hanging in there in the Atlantic. But even Detroit isn't guaranteed a playoff spot. There's, two games left for Detroit? Games left for Philly, two games left for Boston. Philly does have the game in hand in that, but it's a crapshoot, really. Who's gonna get that eighth seed?
And if they miss it this year, first year of time in 24 years, who? They didn't make the playoffs.
Who? Red Wings, Detroit. Yeah, I think they'll probably end up getting the Atlantic, the third team in the Atlantic. I don't think they're gonna fall back.
Right now in the playoffs, they've got in the East, they got the Islanders and the Panthers. The Red Wings and the Lightning in one side of the bracket. The Flyers and Washington Capitals in the other. And the Rangers and the Penguins in the other one. I don't want us to play the Penguins first.
I would love it. I mean, the Penguins are on fire. They've won quite a few games in the last, 10 games. What are they? Yeah. Yeah, they're on a 7-game win streak. They're 9-1-0. I think last year we beat them in 5 games. I think this year they can do it again. I guess it really depends what kind of Marc-Andre Fleury you get if he's comes back from his concussion in goal for the Penguins. I really like the matchup. I think the Rangers can take the Penguins. That's granted, if Ryan McDonough's back healthy, if he can come back for the playoffs.
Okay. I'm trying. In the West, you got Minnesota.
The West is all locked up. The West,
all locked up. And no one's fighting for any seed, right?
Nope. Wild card and wild card's locked up. Pacific's locked up. Central. The only possibility is maybe. No, because those are central teams. Nope, Pacific's locked up.
So we it's set. We definitely got Minnesota and Dallas in the first round.
Yeah.
In one side, and Chicago and St. Louis in the same bracket. Chicago and St. Louis could be interesting.
That'll be tough.
Nashville, Anaheim in the other side, and San Jose and the Kings in the other side of the bracket. So, I mean, the Western Conference playoffs, man, this will be tough this year. The way Dallas has played.
Yeah, Dallas has kind of cooled off, though, over the last little bit. They're 7-3 the last 10. But they're still a really tough team. Who they play again? They play Minnesota.
They got Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a win. They're beating Minnesota. Now, St. Louis versus Chicago, that could be a tough game.
Well, you're here, who wins the West? Who you think meets up in the Western Conference Finals?
I'd have to look at the bracket.
I don't know if you can see it. Minnesota and Dallas, Chicago, St. Louis, and then...
I think it's going to be Dallas, if that's the way it's going to stay. It'll be Dallas, Chicago in the next round. And you know what? I want to say it. I think it's going to happen. It's going to be Dallas and Anaheim. Anaheim went from the worst team in the league to just on fire. They're hitting on all cylinders.
Oh, y'all ain't going to Nashville this year?
No.
I want to say Dallas, and I want to say St. Louis, man, but the way Chicago is in the playoffs, you got to go Dallas and Chicago, and Dallas, I think, in the West to the finals against probably Anaheim, like you said, because I don't think the Kings and San Jose will – I think Dallas.
The Kings always give people trouble, but I just see Anaheim beating the Kings.
Who you got coming out of the East?
Come on, son, really?
We don't say the Rangers will beat the Penguins?
The Rangers.
The Capitals. Do we want the Flyers to beat the Capitals and not?
It's not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen.
I want to see Rangers versus Capitals because it's going to go to Game 7. Okay. It's going to be a tough series, but I think the Rangers do pull that out. Now, the next bracket, that's kind of a hit or miss. It depends what Tampa team is playing. They lost their captain. Stamkos is out.
He's out rest of the season.
Rest of the season. That's a big blow to them. I think it's going to be – I don't want to see the Islanders, but I think it's going to be Florida in, you know, probably six games. And I'll still say Tampa might squeak out. I could see Florida and Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, the Panthers. No one predicted the Panthers to even be in the playoffs.
Not at all.
I think I agree with you. I think the Panthers and Rangers, and I think Rangers and Dallas in the finals.
Yeah, that's pretty much actually what I predicted the beginning of the year, too. Rangers and Stars in the finals.
Who do you got winning the Stanley Cup? Rangers, of course, right?
Yeah, for pride, I say Rangers, but, man, Dallas is tough. I think it'd be a good series, though. I'll say Rangers.
All right. Well, there you go. We talked hockey more than 5 minutes today.
Yay!
But, no, I think Dallas and Rangers are a good matchup in the finals. And I could see it going either way. It just depends on if Lundqvist shuts them out, I guess. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Two words this week. Major League Baseball, the show video game. Two words.
Last year. It's the same as last year. I hadn't played it, but every year it's the same game.
I got it, and they added the showtime mode where it slows down the pitches at certain moments if you want it to. I don't use it anyway. But, yeah, remake of last year so far. Actually, it feels like the progressive of the players got better. So if they have a better couple series, they get better as they go.
Every year I think it's going to be a different game, but it ends up being the same.
I'll let you use it. It's good, though. Thoughts on Batman versus Superman in two words?
Just average.
Solid Daniel Bryan. start of Major League Baseball season.
About time.
Thank you. Josh Norman Batman audition. Don't know if you've seen it yet. Have you seen it?
Extreme hatred for him.
Pretty funny. Roman Reigns winning the WWE title at Mania.
Shoot me.
Two words. Booty-os. Booty-os. Grayson Allen coming back to Duke.
Typical Duke.
You say typical Duke?
Typical Duke.
My hatred lives on. Hatred lives. Let me see if I can find the other sound I want to use for this one. Canadians, not no Canadian teams in the playoffs in hockey.
Sucks, eh?
You see, I wasn't going that far.
Say what?
That's about it.
Detroit Red Wings, not in the playoffs.
Could happen.
Strange sight. That'd be kind of strange, man, to see them not in the playoffs. All right. Well, there you go. There's two words. Let's go in bon voyage.
Say bon voyage.
All right, you got anybody you want to say goodbye to?
Yeah, I want to say goodbye to the premium season or the premium tickets that John Oliver bought for the first three home games for the Yankees. This is the last game. So hopefully, man, I'd like to see it longer, but like say bye to those tickets. Goodbye hopes for the Atlanta Braves because you're going to suck this year. It's already three games in and yeah, not looking good. What else?
Did you say John Oliver because he bought tickets for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, he didn't buy them. He bought them and they sold them to him for 25 cents a piece. And yeah, this is the last game that the tickets. So hopefully somebody dresses really good. I want to see a Shark Boy or something or.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
C-Sharp boy. You got any other ones? That's it?
Not off the top of my head. No.
All right. I got two words for Canada not making the playoffs.
Canada sucks.
Okay. There you go. Last words. Gary Shandling, we didn't died at age 66. Nick Swisher released by the Braves. Soccer manager great Johan Cruyff passed away. Daniel Cormier withdraws from the John Jones fight. And last but not least, Merle Haggard passed away at age 79 yesterday on his birthday. Sad to Merle Haggard, in case you don't know who he is, one of the all-time great country singers of all time. But he is one of the greatest singers, any singers of all time. If you don't know who he is, check him out.
Yeah, look him out. I mean, yeah. Come on, some great songs back when country music was country music, when the singers actually wrote the songs.
And it wasn't about a tractor or somebody leaving you.
Or stupid or sitting in a dirt road or whatever Jason Aldean sings. That's crap.
And we are we're going to play Merle Haggard one last time today. Everybody else, enjoy the shows on Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher. Thank you, Scott, for being here.
Oh,
big
no
shout's
problem.
Already gone.
I miss him already.
As he always says, sports is life, and you can catch us everywhere. See
you
later.
Guys.
Just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few millions.